You're tuned to The Record from KUOW. I'm Steve Scher.
And I'm Ross Reynolds. The battle over whether student test scores must be part of teacher evaluations is one of the most contentious education issues in the country, and certainly in Olympia this session. At stake, nearly $40 million federal dollars a year, and a waiver from the federal No Child Left Behind law. Governor Inslee met with Barack Obama's Secretary of Education, Arne Duncan, earlier this week to find out what could be done. The governor came back pledging action. The governor is expected to put forward a compromise bill that will satisfy the federal government later this week. Donna Blankenship has been covering the story. She's the Washington State education reporter for Associated Press. Thank you so much for being with us.
You're welcome.
What exactly did Arne Duncan ask Washington State to do?
Arne Duncan this weekend told the governor that the state needs to take some kind of action in the legislature. He wants a statute changing our teacher education law to say that statewide test scores must be used as part of teacher evaluations instead of the way the law is right now, which says can be used.
So they must be used. Is there any specificity about how important your students' test results are to your evaluation as a teacher? A lot, a little?
The law will probably have some kind of descriptive word. That's probably what the lawmakers are discussing right now, trying to come up with a compromise which word to use.
Now, lawmakers have been saying no to this so far, isn't that right?
That's right. They've said no so far. I think what's changed is now we have a clear indication from the federal government that you either make this change or you lose the waiver.
And so there's more pressure on lawmakers.
It seems like there's more pressure and more clarity.
But on the other hand, there's a lot of pressure from teachers who really don't like this idea, and their unions really don't like this idea either, right?
Yeah, it's pretty unpopular with teachers. The union told me that the reason they don't like it is because the way we look at test scores is still questionable scientifically, in their opinion, and it's not clear sometimes which teacher was responsible for a student's gain in their academic achievement.
We talked to the Washington Education Association, which is the state's largest teachers union. They're waiting to comment until after they meet with Governor Inslee later this afternoon. But have you been talking to them? What are they saying about this?
They're saying they don't like the idea. They've been pushing for it to not to happen. Some lawmakers and the union say that the existing law is a great law, and it takes in a lot of different aspects of teaching. Other states have come to Washington to see how we set up our law. They're really proud of the way teachers were involved in creating the rubrics.
Now, we should be clear about what the federal government holds over the state of Washington to try to compel this action. I mentioned $40 million at the top. What's at stake here financially for Washington?
Well, the $40 million is mostly the state can lose its ability to decide how that money is spent. The federal government gave the waiver to give the state flexibility both on how some federal dollars are spent and also how the state assesses its own ability to teach kids. So it's not clear that the state would actually lose this money, but they would lose flexibility. So we would have to go back to spending it however the federal government told us to spend
it. So right now the state can spend that $40 million pretty much as it decides, but losing flexibility means they would lose that power?
Yes.
And where would that direct the money differently than it's directed now? Do we know?
I don't know a lot of those details.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like the lawmakers are kind of between a rock and a hard place here. They'd like to maintain flexibility on how to spend this federal money on the one hand. Mm-hmm. They also don't want to offend the teachers union, which is a huge funder of politicians in our state. What do you think they're going to do?
I think they're going to act very reluctant and eventually come up with some kind of compromise. I don't know, but that's what it sounds like from what I've talked to lawmakers.
Superintendents of public instruction at different cities around the state, this is very much on their radar. What are they telling you?
I haven't talked to many superintendents. I think they're waiting to see what the lawmakers have to do.
Mm-hmm. But the way the money is spent in their district must be of concern to them.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they're very concerned about money.
Losing
yes.
the waiver would be like a big deal.
Yeah.
For those in this.
And the other thing they lose if we lose the waiver is right now we have we don't have to tell parents whether a school is failing according to the rules of No Child Left Behind. No Child Left Behind says that as of the end of the 2014 school year, that all children in our state will be reading and doing math at grade level. That obviously is not the case. Mm-hmm. Every school where there are enough kids failing would have to send a letter home to parents saying, we have a failing school. Right now, they don't have to do that. The minute the waiver goes away, OSPI predicts almost every school would have to do that.
If you just joined us, I'm speaking with the Associated Press education reporter for the state, Donna Blankenship, and we're talking about the state of Washington kind of being compelled to take some action on how teachers are evaluated in order to maintain flexibility with about $38 million a year in federal money. And as you know, the state education system is under a Supreme Court order to spend more because it's found to be not providing money for basic education, so every dollar counts a lot. Politically, how does this parse out? The Republican-controlled Senate voted down a similar measure last week. Does this divide on partisan lines between support for requiring teachers to be evaluated in part by test scores?
I think it's more nuanced than that. I think in general, the Democratic leadership are against adding anything to the teacher evaluation, and the Republican leadership would like to take it a lot further and say that teachers should be hired and fired based on their students' test scores. That's an exaggeration, but sort of that's the spectrum.
Well, it'll be very interesting to see what the results of the governor putting pressure on the legislature will be and whether they see it the same way he says it. Donna Blankenship, thank you so much for stopping by. I really appreciate it.
Thanks
Donna Blankenship, Washington State education reporter for the Associated Press. You're listening to The Record on KUOW with Steve Scheer. I'm Ross Reynolds.